This is the Sunlight Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field, caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Sunlight Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Congratulations, Patriots fans. The monkey finally off your back. No longer do you have to hear about the three consecutive playoff losses. The Patriots not winning a postseason game since the AFC Championship game against the Chargers in 2007. That's out the window. Not saying the Patriots all of a sudden are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, but good news with the Saints being eliminated today as you start to look at the NFC, and good news with the offensive explosion we saw out of the Patriots today, a 45-10 just dismantling of Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos. A record-setting night for the Patriots. 45 points is a franchise record. Tom Brady with a slew of records for the Patriots tonight. We'll get to those in just a little bit in the good, the bad, and the injured. Also, you totally shut down Tim Tebow for the second time in a month. Tebow's night, 9 of 26, 136 yards. A lot of that cosmetic at the end of the game. Tebow, 5 carries for 13 yards. You sacked him 5 times. They repeated over and over again on the broadcast on CBS. Jim Nance, Phil Simms talked about the negative plays for the Broncos. That was there all night. You look at the total yardage out of the Broncos, 252. They're held to 10 points. And you wonder, despite all the questions we've had all season about the Patriots and their defense, can they do what the Colts did in 2006? That's at least the question I'm asking. Now that we saw this performance from the Patriots tonight, can they go on a Colts-like run in 06 where Indy was at the bottom of the league defensively but turned it around in the postseason? Your first indication, one playoff game against not exactly an offensive juggernaut in the Denver Broncos, but a team that beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. Can you go on that type of run like the Colts made in 2006 with a bad defense? Can the defense pick it up in the postseason? Because you know what the offense is capable of after that 45-10 win, which again breaks a three-game playoff losing streak for the New England Patriots. Feels good to say that here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's how you get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. You'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick coming up shortly after midnight Eastern Standard Time. You'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady later on in the program and a player from that victorious Patriots locker room. But let's kick things off with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
F***ing don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Where else do you start in this dismantling of the Broncos than looking right at Tom Brady? Patriots franchise record, 363 yards through the air, and he ties an NFL record. 6 touchdowns in a playoff game, along with Daryl LaMonica in 1969, Steve Young in 1994. 5 of those touchdown passes came in the first half. Brady, just for good measure, also threw in a punt. His only blemish all night, that terrible pass, the interception to Quincy Carter. Other than that, he was borderline perfect. And I'll tell you, it came at a perfect time for Brady, silencing critics, morons like myself, who over the course of the week questioned if the Patriots were asking too much out of Tom Brady, questioned if Brady was putting too much pressure on himself. And I'll tell you, these were the numbers coming into the game that I was reciting over and over again, noon to 2, over on ESPNBoston.com. Stop me if you heard these before. Brady's first 10 playoff games, threw for 14 touchdowns, 3 picks, was 10-0. His last 9 prior to tonight, 4-5, 16 touchdowns, 13 picks. So we were asking the question, Is Brady a different kind of playoff quarterback now? Are they asking too much from him? Is he putting too much pressure on himself? And he silenced all of the critics like me tonight with that performance, a record-setting performance tonight from the Patriots quarterback, one for the ages. And he's had a lot of those in the postseason. Rob Gronkowski also all over this list tonight. 10 catches, 145 yards, 3 touchdowns, all came in the first half. And the first one was just incredible. 10-yard catch, corner of the end zone, juggling, falling down. It was reviewed, and it stood up. He also had a 12-yard catch where he sat down in coverage in front of Chris Harris. And then that 19-yard catch down the seam where the Broncos just fell asleep. You knew, with the Patriots going in before halftime, they were going to look to Gronkowski down the seam. And for whatever reason, DJ Williams, the linebacker, fell asleep. So those were Gronkowski's 3 touchdowns. The other 3 for Brady went to Welker from 7 yards out. That beautiful 61-yard strike from Brady to Branch. And then the 17-yarder to Aaron Hernandez to kick off the second half. And finally, on our good list tonight, he may have flown under a lot of radars, but I thought Rob Ninkovich had a phenomenal night for the Patriots. Set the edge all night in the running game. You saw Tebow stifled a number of times in the option. A lot of that had to do with Ninkovich, who also added 5 tackles and a sack and a half. Could add another sack on that long play where the Broncos turned it over on downs late in the fourth quarter. I thought Ninkovich was immense throughout the course of the night. On our bad list, a Bill Belichick decision will be second-guessed over the course of the week. Belichick, A, keeps his starters in the game in this blowout, which Belichick tends to do, so it's hard to second-guess him overall in terms of leaving his guys in the game. But how about the play call? A goal line run with your tight ends, and not even Gronkowski, a big physical guy, but more of a finesse player, a smallish tight end in Aaron Hernandez. How about that play call? Hernandez left the game, looked like he was being tested for a concussion on the sidelines. Patriots announced that his return would be questionable because of a head injury. He did not return. We'll get into some other Patriots injuries in just a little bit. But what do you think of that decision by Bill Belichick? Not just to leave his starters in the game, that's one thing. He does it all the time. But a play call, a goal line run with a tight end.
It is what it is.
298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. We know, Bill. You can email us, webradio at patriots.com. Other Patriots on our bad list tonight, Stephen Ridley, second straight game with a fumble. Not that it killed him tonight, but you wonder if the Patriots coaching staff is going to trust him now that he fumbled week 17 against the Bills. And in a playoff game, you know, Green Ellis hasn't fumbled in his whole career. So you wonder if that's another vote of confidence for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. And then finally, and this is really nitpicking, but Jerod Mayo, Brandon Spikes, and Pat Chung, the three of them just got bowled over on that touchdown run by Willis McGahee. McGahee just plowed them over. So they're going to be seeing that on the highlights. Not a strong effort on that play. I admit that one's nitpicky. Other Patriots that were injured, aside from Hernandez, who again did not return to the game. Logan Mankins with that knee injury that he was battling all week. Kyle Arrington had a leg injury. And Mark Anderson with a shoulder injury. However, all three of those Patriots returned to the game. Mankins sat out most of that second half. He was replaced by Ryan Wendell. But for the most part, it looked like that was more of a coaching decision by the Patriots, just to make sure that Mankins wouldn't suffer any further injury. So that's the good, the bad, and the injured here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady and the Patriots offense with a record-setting performance, a 45-10 victory over the Denver Broncos. And the defense, not too shabby either. Can they make a Colts-like run in the postseason? That's something we'll be investigating throughout the course of the program on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's hit some of these phone calls. Tim's down in Pensacola, Florida, and you'll get things started here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, long time no talk to, Adam.
How you doing, man?
Good. I just have two quick comments, one a general one and one on the defense. The first is, the last 2 years going into the playoffs, I've been extremely confident, borderline overconfident, and each time I'd had my heart broken. And so I went into this one, and I caught some flack for it on the pregame show about being cautious, don't underestimate the Broncos. And it feels a lot better to be pleasantly surprised on this end. About the defense, though, you know, this is the first time in the season I can truly say I'm really proud of our defense, and I'll tell you why right quick, and then I'll let you go. First thing, the pressure they got – generally when they've gotten pressure this year, it's been kind of from the outside with Carter and Anderson, but that internal pressure is good. And I know Tim Tebow's not exactly Drew Brees, but, and maybe you've seen more of it in the media booth than I did, because I just saw the TV coverage, but they were commenting that even though Tebow wasn't throwing it very well, that the receivers were covered a lot of the time. So I'll get your thoughts on that, and thanks a lot, Pac-Man.
No, Tim, no problem. Thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Look, it's hard to pick apart the Patriots' game plan in this one defensively. I'm not going to say they shut down the Broncos' rushing attack, but with the way they scored, they took the Broncos out of their comfort zone. Again, Broncos just 252 yards total. And on the ground, it was 144, but they averaged under 4 yards a carry, and a lot of that damage came early. They couldn't run late. They were too far behind in the game. So, no, it was a great game plan by the Patriots. They got a turnover on that first possession, even when Tebow had gotten things rolling a bit with a third down conversion. You remember that, to start the game. Patriots march right down the field just to reset. They lose the coin toss for the first time in God knows how long. They have to take the ball to start. We know that's not Belichick's game plan. Patriots march right down the field. 5 plays, 80 yards, 7-yard strike to Wes Welker. It was set up by a 43-yard run by Aaron Hernandez, which maybe led to the coaching staff's decision to have him run later on in the game. He was the Patriots' leading rusher in this one, by the way, but left the game with a concussion late. So the Patriots go right down the field. And on the Broncos' next drive, they're facing 3rd and 5. And Tim Tebow converts on a 14-yard run, and you're sitting there going, well, okay, this feels like that game in Week 15 a month ago in Denver. And then a couple of plays later, Tim Tebow coughs it up. Rob Ninkovich with the forced fumble. Brandon Spikes falls on top of it. All of a sudden, the Patriots get that touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. It's 14-0. Brady throws a pick on the next drive. It makes it 14-7 eventually. But honestly, this game was never close. And it's because of the way the Patriots started defensively. They did get a turnover, and that's what allowed them to get out to such a big lead. And, Kevin, the Broncos never got in their comfort zone after that. Tim Tebow never got in his comfort
zone. I was going to piggyback on your point real quick, Adam, about how the leading rusher was Aaron Hernandez. That was my one nitpick, that they didn't really run the ball all too effectively. And, I mean, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis.
That is a nitpick.
Non-factor. Steven Ridley coughed the ball up. I couldn't really point. Woodhead had a couple nice little spurts here and there when he was in the game. But, you know, like you said, it's tough to nitpick. The two turnovers, obviously. But one of the things that kind of stood out to me was when you have a lead of 3, 4, 5 touchdowns, it's nice to be able to put the ball in somebody's chest, know they're going to hold on to it, and know that you and your offensive line can grind out 3, 4 yards a carry in the second half. And
yeah.
They didn't really do that.
And just looking over the statistics here, Kevin, Patriots had 30 carries for 146, and you go, oh, well, that's 5 yards a pop. You take away the 43-yarder by Hernandez, and not to say that you can just totally take it away, but it gives you an idea with that one outlying run how the Patriots ran it tonight. They'd be at about 100 yards on 29 carries. That's not going to cut it. I do think that's nitpicky, though, because the Patriots were able to move it through the air at will. We told you, Tom Brady with the most passing yards in a playoff game in franchise history. Believe this or not, it's only the 4th 300-yard playoff game of Tom Brady's career, and his first since 2005. So Patriots lighted up through the air, 5 first-half touchdowns for Tom Brady, which is an NFL record for a postseason game. 6 overall ties the mark, again, of LaMonica and Steve Young. What'd you think of this Patriots performance? A 45-10 victory over the Denver Broncos with the Saints getting eliminated. Are the Patriots now the favorites to win the Super Bowl? A lot of people will still be looking at Green Bay. I don't know. I got to think about that one to tell you the truth. I don't even know that Green Bay gets by the Giants. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's continue with these phone calls. We go down to Atlanta. That's where Joel dials us up. What's going on, Joel?
Hey, Adam, how's everything tonight?
Doing excellent, man.
Man, that was a beautiful game. I mean, I know you have your nitpicks. You know, there were some things that we could have done better, but overall, I think the defense, they played wonderful. I think they really did their homework this week with Denver. And I think what happened, of course, with Tebow, he's a one-minded quarterback. And so once he chooses his receiver, what he want to do, there's pretty much, there's no B or C. There's only an A. But I think that the defense played well this game. And finally, I get to call you and say that we played well, and I really enjoyed the game. It was just wonderful.
No, and Joel, look, I agree, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's how you get in touch with the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones here on Patriots.com. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Totally agree with Joel. We knew the offense was good. We knew that. Now, we didn't know they could be good in the postseason. And I asked the question all week, you know, are they asking too much of Tom Brady? Do they put too much on the offense? And does that kind of football just not fly in the postseason? We at least asked that question openly. The data certainly suggested that Tom Brady, the margin for error was too thin for Tom Brady. Certainly the data underscored that point over the course of the week. But look, maybe this is just one game, but you look at it tonight and you say, nope, that offense can operate at a pretty high level. I don't know if they can do it against the Ravens next week or the Houston Texans, whoever they get in the AFC Championship game, which, by the way, will be here in Foxborough, 3 o'clock next Sunday. We'll talk to you after the game here on Patriots.com. We know the offense can operate at a high level, though, even if we had some questions about how it would look in the postseason. But the defense, to me, that is, the offense is going to get a lot of the headlines, and deservedly so. But the defense is the much more interesting storyline to me. Did the defense turn a quarter, at least from a confidence standpoint? And the knee-jerk reaction is no. I mean, I don't believe that this defense is any different. You still look, and it's the same personnel out there. But the game plan was excellent tonight. They were really able to pressure Tim Tebow. Look, you're going to get T.J. Yates or Joe Flacco in the AFC Championship game. Those guys aren't exactly Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, right? And look, with the Niners winning again today, and I know I keep reiterating, who knows, you might get Alex Smith in the Super Bowl. I mean, you might not be going through an elite quarterback again. So to me, can the Patriots go on that Colts type of playoff run? We know the defense struggled all regular season. But can they do what the Colts did in 2006? And this is what I mean by that. They were an awful regular season defense. This is what the Colts did, though, in the 2006 postseason. They beat the Chiefs 23-8. They beat the Ravens 15-6. They had to get in a shootout against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game at the RCA Dome, 38-34. And then in the Super Bowl, they held the Bears to just 17 points, one of which was the opening kickoff return. So the Colts' defense was different in the postseason. Can the Patriots' defense do that? Did you get that kind of encouragement out of the Patriots' defense tonight? 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Let's take an email here quick before we go back to the phone calls. It's where Michael writes in to webradio@patriots.com. Adam, what a win. First off, as a Pats fan, it's been hard these last couple of seasons and how they've ended. But an amazing win tonight. So happy to have that monkey off our back. Tom Brady showed Tim Tebow a lesson in football, plus the defense played well. My question is, who would you rather face, Houston or the Ravens? Both good clubs, but I'm thinking Houston. So happy to see the Pats win another playoff game. How far do you think they go? Super Bowl? And again, that's Michael writing into webradio@patriots.com. I would rather get Houston. I've heard this theory about, oh, the tougher road, and if you prove yourself in the AFC, you'll be more confident going forward. I think there's something to be said for that, but I'd still rather take the easiest road and get to the Super Bowl and then just take my chances in that game, whether they're battle-tested or not. So I'd rather see Houston. However, I think the Patriots are capable of beating both teams. Here, look at those quarterbacks, Flacco or Yates. We've been talking about this for a month straight. The AFC is devoid of elite quarterbacks. The only one was Roethlisberger, and he was hobbled. And now he's eliminated from the postseason. So, yeah, I think the Patriots can get to the Super Bowl. Let's see the matchup. If it's the Niners, I'm going to pick them. If it's the Packers or the Giants, eh. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. We continue with your phone calls there. Ray's in Florida, and you're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, Pac-Man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good. My take on the game, basically, I just think that the New England Patriots broke the Broncos' wheel. And, you know, after that touchdown, just before the half, I think the Broncos just quit. I mean, I think they just quit on Tim Tebow, to tell you the truth. And another point, I think New England, hearing all this Tebow talk during the week, that really fueled the defense, I think.
I think some of that, Ray, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. You can send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. I do think there's something to that. It certainly can be used as a coaching tool with the Patriots or any other team. Look, These guys aren't a team. They're all about one guy. Look at how they're covered. We're a team here. You can do that kind of storyline facing Tim Tebow. I mean, I think you're embellishing it a bit, but you can play that up. I will say, just to quibble a bit here with Ray, I thought the backbreaking touchdown was the one to Branch. I didn't think it was the Gronk one right before halftime. That was when the game was just clearly over. You know, and the Broncos had zero shot at that point. But the Branch one made it 28-7, 61-yarder. It was a two-play drive, an absolute strike from Tom Brady to Deion Branch down the sidelines. He beat Goodman in coverage. That was the play that I identified as the backbreaker. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. One other storyline that we discussed all week over on ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2 on ESPNBoston.com. Josh McDaniels, what was his impact on this game? Was that just a coincidence that the offense was on fire from the start? Did McDaniels know something about the Broncos? I don't think it's that. He wasn't there this season. He was coaching the Rams. Maybe from a personnel standpoint, he could help out on Tebow and Demaryius Thomas, a couple of guys that he drafted, other players on the roster. I think that's overstated. But from a game plan standpoint, and even from an in-game adjustment standpoint, not that they had to do a ton of adjusting. Remember, they marched right down the field. 80 yards in five plays, less than 2 minutes. That opening drive was just as crisp as they come. So, I don't know. To me, McDaniels' fingerprints are on that. To me, the in-game adjustments, he was sitting up in the booth while Bill O'Brien, heading to Penn State, was the offensive coordinator down on the sidelines. What type of impact did Josh McDaniels have on this game? We don't know. I don't think it's a coincidence, though, that the Patriots just hung 45 points on the Denver Broncos now that Josh McDaniels is back, having some type of imprint on this Patriots club. What do you think? 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Colin is in Groton, Connecticut, and you're next up with Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Hey, Colin.
Jones, what's up, man? You're a true gentleman.
What's going on, man?
Not Groton, Connecticut. Groton, Mass. But anyways, I'm disappointed in this defense. Terrible performance. Just kidding, obviously. They were awesome. And I think the biggest thing when you look at it is with 2 weeks to prepare, and I think better players than we've had in on the defensive side of the ball the past 2 years, they just were unbelievably well prepared. I mean, you look at the Broncos games in the past, and Tebow fools people with the option. Everyone was in their lanes. Everyone was not buying any fakes, any ball fakes, any play fakes, right? Everything was just crisp, and they looked fast. I mean, am I crazy? They look faster and fresher than they have in weeks. And, I mean, my question, obviously, the Broncos aren't a great team, but that's who we play, so you're happy with the win. How do you see them lining up against a Ray Rice, a little more traditional offense, not kind of the hokey option offense, you know?
Well, it's a good question, and Colin, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. The Patriots have struggled against the run for the last month, and it started with the Redskins game, if you remember that. That game down in Washington where Helu ran for over 100 yards. Patriots gave up 170 on the ground to the Redskins. The next week was week 15 in Denver. They piled up over 200 yards and 167 in the first quarter. The last two games, Reggie Bush ran for over 100 yards against you here in Foxborough, and the Bills didn't run it a ton, but as a team ran for over 100 yards and had 5 yards a carry. So the knee-jerk reaction would be to say, well, they figured out the option here tonight. They slowed down the Broncos' rushing attack and, you know, essentially slowed down McGahee really after early on in the game. For the second straight meeting with the Broncos, after the first quarter, they were able to control that Broncos running game to an extent. I don't know. I mean, I think the Ravens will be able to run on you. However, I also think Flacco's going to make a crushing mistake. And if it's not the Ravens, then it'll be the Texans. And I think the same thing. I think the exact same thing. Foster can run on you, but TJ Yates will probably make a mistake. So I think it's set up pretty well for the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't call them the favorites to win it, but I think it's obviously set up well for them to get there. One other thought that Colin jogged in my memory here. Bringing up those three consecutive Patriots losses coming into this game. Again, the Giants in Super Bowl 42, the Ravens 2009 here, and the Jets last year. Those were three teams they beat during the regular season. They beat the Giants in Week 17 before losing to them in the Super Bowl. They beat the Ravens here, and they blew out the Jets here 45-3. So I was questioning during the week, are the Patriots now easier to game plan for? Because that was unheard of early on in Bill Belichick's tenure. 01 through 04, that didn't happen. Bill Belichick always won the second meeting, especially when it was a team they met in the playoffs. Remember 2004? Got it handed to him by the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Went back in the AFC Championship game, blew their doors off by 20-plus points. Scored all over what was the best defense. That happened routinely under Belichick when they were winning Super Bowls. Their last three playoff losses were losses to a team that they beat during the regular season. So I at least asked the question, look, they beat the Broncos during the regular season. What are the adjustments going to look like? And before the Aaron Hernandez injury at the end of the game, I would call this an A-plus for the coaching staff. The way they had the team prepared with that opening drive, the way they limited the Broncos' option attack, the way they stopped Tebow in general, the way they came out firing the football all over the field, A-plus. However, not leaving the starters in the game. Don't hear this the wrong way. Belichick does that all the time. He's consistent in that. It's hard to second guess it. What he doesn't do all the time is hand off to his tight end at the 5-yard line and try to run it in to a big pile, something Hernandez isn't used to. So that to me took a bit of the shine off the coaching staff's night. I still thought they had a great night. Maybe goes from an A-plus to an A. Depends on the significance of the Hernandez injury. What if he's dinged up and can't play next week? We're speculating here. But that's something we're going to follow all week. If he can't go, that's a major blow to the Patriots offense. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Scott emails in from Leeds, England. Well, Adam, I called Patriots 52-24. just go back to my prediction during the week. I think I had 34-20. So what do you think of that, Collins? I was pretty close on that, eh?
Well, yeah, Perillo and those guys had like 38-13 and stuff.
I heard Perillo's on the pregame show. I did hear Perillo's.
I didn't see it that bad. Like, I didn't see what, you know, I certainly didn't see 35-7 at halftime.
No.
I mean, I thought the game would be, like we were talking about before the show and before the game, that, you know, we thought the game may be over at halftime.
So
that might have been like a 10 or 14 point deficit in my mind.
I just want to reiterate how I felt coming into the game. I thought the Patriots would cover that 13.5 point spread. But I also thought it'd be a close game in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots would ice it with a long clock-killing drill. That's what I wrote on ESPNBoston.com, my official prediction. So I was way off on this one. That's all I wanted to point out. Scott continues to webradio@patriots.com. It seems I overestimated the Broncos. Have you seen so many tackles for losses and sacks in one game? I certainly haven't. Great game. It's 4:30 in the morning here in England, so I think it makes it bedtime. I'm sad the crowd didn't start chanting, "We want the Ravens," like LSU fans chanted, "We want Bama" during the Georgia game. Time to get the monkey off our backs. Peace, Patriots Nation. And again, that's Scott writing into webradio@patriots.com. Look, I guess I overestimated the Broncos as well. I thought Tebow would play well as a quarterback. He didn't. And he didn't play well as a running back. He had a terrible game. The Broncos had a terrible game. So for those of us who expected a close game, I certainly wasn't expecting a blowout. I wasn't anticipating a blowout. I said the Patriots by 2 touchdowns, but I didn't expect this type of performance, this type of game out of the Broncos here today. Hats off to the Patriots. They took it to the Broncos right from that opening drive. You look back, we should have seen this coming. When the Patriots went 5 plays, 80 yards, touchdown, less than 2 minutes, Broncos fumble, and then the Patriots come right back. I mean, honestly, that's what we're looking at in this game. The way it started, we should have seen it coming. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Continue to hang out there. We'll get back to your emails to webradio@patriots.com as well. You will hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick coming up shortly after midnight Eastern Standard Time. You'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Right now, I want to go out to the guest line and go to that victorious Patriots locker room. Welcome in Dane Fletcher, Patriots linebacker, here to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. First of all, Dane, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
What was it like watching that performance from Tom Brady tonight?
I mean, it's unbelievable what he can do, you know, and how determined he gets us as a team and how determined our team is, you know, and we went out there and did what we could do tonight, I guess.
What does it do for a team when you start the game like you did offensively, 5 plays, 80 yards, march right down the field in less than 2 minutes?
I mean, it helps, you know, tremendously. And then to rebound that with a good defensive start, and then just go, you know, and then it just goes back and forth, you know, offense, defense, and you build off of each other's momentum. And so, you know, having the offense do that right off the bat helped us out quite a bit.
What'd you think of your boy Gronk tonight?
Oh, man. He's a beast. Proud of that guy. He did well.
Are you going to have to put up with some big talk from Gronkowski after that performance?
I'll put him in his place.
Patriots linebacker Dane Fletcher joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. Dane, obviously a record-setting performance from your offense tonight, but defensively, you guys limited Tim Tebow and that Broncos option attack. What do you guys do defensively to slow them down?
I feel like we played real discipline as a defense. You know, every guy just went out and did their role. You know, whether it's contain, you know, whether they had the pitch, whether they had the QB, you know, just didn't go outside of their means and try to make big plays when it's not their play to make. And, you know, our defense played well like that. And just do your job. And that's what we did as well.
What did the coaching staff stress during the week, the adjustments to make from week 15 against the Broncos to this game?
I guess you just learn from what they did to us, especially in that first half, week 15 against them. And, you know, and then you just break down film and see what they're doing schematically against us and, you know, and approach it a different manner, I guess.
What'd that fumble on the opening drive do for the team?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're still here, Dane. What'd that fumble where Rob Ninkovich was able to get to Tebow, what'd that do for the team?
Are you there?
Yeah, we are. I think we're having a few or a bit of phone difficulties here with Patriots linebacker Dane Fletcher joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Patriots victorious. They take care of the Broncos 45-10. That fumble, you could tell, lifted the whole stadium, lifted the offense, lifted the team. And I think we lost Dane Fletcher, unfortunately. But it's got to feel good. Got to feel good to get that monkey off the back. Again, it was three straight playoff losses for the Patriots. You know, and to sit there and have to hear that year after year, oh, well, you haven't won a playoff game since 2007. And even for players like Dane, and before we lost him, I was going to ask him this. Look, I mean, Dane Fletcher had never won a playoff game. He wasn't here when they were winning Super Bowls. There's not a lot of guys left over from that era on this club. So it's got to feel good for every player in that locker room. You know, not just getting to the postseason, but winning a game. We do have Dane Fletcher back here on the line. Dane, we were just getting into this. How good does it feel to finally not have to hear about the three straight playoff losses anymore?
I mean, it's a good feeling. You know, we owe it to, you know, our fans and, you know, and our owner and this organization to, you know, finally put the past in the past and start winning around here in the playoffs.
First playoff win as a professional for you. What did the coaching staff say to some of the guys who hadn't won a postseason game before? Was there any message from Belichick?
It's more of the team, you know. It's not just the guys that didn't win it or anything because, you know, we're all just, you know, equal at this point. It doesn't really matter if you won the past round here because the whole new year with a whole new, you know, team and personnel. So, you know, I think he's just proud of all of us as a whole.
AFC Championship game will be here in Foxborough a week from tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Do you have a preference, Ravens or Texans?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we'll just get to work as soon as possible when we find out.
All right, Patriots one game away from returning to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007. He's Patriots linebacker Dane Fletcher joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Dane, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Patriots do take care of the Broncos 45-10 tonight here in Foxborough. As we just said, one win away from the Super Bowl. You take care of business a week from tomorrow, you're back in the Super Bowl. Feels nice to say that here on Patriots.com. Patriots do take care of Denver by 35 points, record-setting offensive performance, and I think a nice under-the-radar performance from the defense as well. We'll continue to hear from you on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. You'll hear what Bill Belichick thought of his team's performance next here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys. Ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature,
right? Right, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mmm, these Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Here from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, coming up shortly here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Couple of nuggets to pass along. First, and this is great news for the Patriots, tight end Aaron Hernandez addressed reporters after the game, says he's okay after suffering a head injury late in the game on a questionable, not decision to have the players in the game, but again, a questionable play call at the end of the game. Sounds like the Patriots dodge a bullet there, as Hernandez tells reporters he's okay. Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com and others. So that is great news for the Patriots. How about this one? And not to say that it's a total shock and a total surprise, but I had not realized this until I had a second to catch up on some of the post-game commentary in the break. Collins, as someone who was on the sidelines over the course of the game, how many snaps do you think Ocho played tonight?
Ugh. We struggled to see him. I actually had people asking me if he was in there at all. If I had to guess, maybe like five.
One.
So I was
one measly snap matches his touchdown total on the season. One snap for Chad Ochocinco. Not that. Oh, hey now. Not that you need Ochocinco to advance in the postseason. Isn't that staggering? That he gets one snap, Tyquan Underwood played over him. Julian Edelman routinely was in the game as the number three receiver, obviously behind Welker and Branch. And look, when you get the type of production the Patriots got out of their tight ends tonight, Hernandez had five catches. Check that. Five carries for 61 yards. Also had four catches for 55 yards. Gronkowski, 10 catches for 145 yards. The Patriots tight ends tonight combined, 14 catches, 200 yards, four touchdowns. You know, your third tight end, or your third wide receiver, I should say, is of less importance, but it's still staggering to me that Chad Ochocinco just got one snap in that game tonight. We'll hear from you on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's work our way through some of these phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's kick this off with Patrick in Brooklyn. You're next up here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Hey, Patrick. Patrick, what's going on, man? All right, we're going to leave Patrick on hold. Let's go to Steve in Andover. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, I want to say what a great day it is to be a Patriots fan.
Impressive win, wasn't it, Steve?
Absolutely. The exhibition today, the offense that we knew, the defense that we were surprised to really show up tonight and prove that they're a force, that was outstanding. And the one piece that nobody really talks about but that really was great was the officiating. They let the guys play. Not too much got to buy them. And there was no need to challenge. I mean, it was just a well-officiated game. They let them play, and they knew when to stop.
Yeah, and Steve, I think a good example of that, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. I think a good example of it, I mean, look, the officiating to me didn't stand out one way or the other. So I would tend to agree with Steve, the caller, that, yeah, the officials just let them play. I mean, I didn't think they had a bad night at all. I think they stayed out of the way for the most part. And a great example of that was the 61-yard touchdown, Deion Branch, where he and Goodman were doing a bit of pushing and shoving and just monitoring Twitter. Non-Patriots fans were saying it should have been a penalty against Branch. And Patriots fans were saying, they should let him play. And Sims and Nance on the broadcast were saying, let those guys play. I think that's a good example of what Steve is talking about. Let's continue with your emails to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Manny writes in. Good evening, Adam. I'm an Eagles fan first, but I do root for the Patriots because of my girl being a Pats fan. I wanted to thank you for beating Tebow, and all the Tebow fans can come down to reality. That was a good story, but every good story has a bad ending. Wish you guys luck next week, and I'll root for you guys to take it all. And again, that's Manny from Miami writing into webradio@patriots.com. My guess is that fans of other teams were rooting for Tebow tonight. My guess is that most people nationally, people who root for other fan bases, were rooting against the Patriots and for Tebow. That's just a sense, and we'll continue to hear from you throughout the course of the program. If you don't have a You didn't have a dog in the fight tonight? Who are you pulling for? I bet most of the country was pulling for Tebow. Now, I'll tell you, I don't think the Tebow story's over. I still think, and I've been saying this continuously for the last, I don't know, over a month, I still think Tebow can be Ben Roethlisberger in this league. He has to figure out accuracy, but I still think he can be that big, mobile quarterback who can get out, throw on the run. I still think he can evolve like Ben Roethlisberger evolved. So I'm not backing off that. It was an awful performance tonight. He had two of them against the Patriots. But I'm willing to let that one slide to an extent. Just continuing with your emails before we get back to the phone calls from the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Jeff in Connecticut writes into web radio at Patriots.com. How the hell do you leave Hernandez in to run from the goal line? He's in for next week, and you know the rules. Why, writes Jeff. Now, I will tell you, I think Belichick and the Patriots dodged a bullet here. Because as we found out just a couple of minutes ago, Hernandez told reporters he's okay. Which would lead you to believe at least that he can play next week. Typically, those guys aren't talking to reporters if they're not healthy on some level. Not to say he's not still dinged up or not still feeling the after effects. But talking to reporters, I would say anyone who's discussing Hernandez like he won't play next week, I think is being misleading or focusing too much on the doom and gloom. If he's talking to reporters after the game, there's a good chance he's going to play. So the Patriots dodge a bullet. It doesn't absolve the play call and the decision making by Bill Belichick and the coaching staff. To me, I thought they had an A-plus night before that play call. Why are you running with Aaron Hernandez? You have big backs like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis who can pound it in from the goal line. You don't need to get cute with your tight end down at the goal line. Other than to just say, hey, we had a tight end, run it in. That's the only possible upside there. That's it. And you almost got your player hurt. So hopefully the Patriots learn from that. Hopefully the coaching staff learned from that. That was one of the only downsides in this entire game tonight. And fortunately, Aaron Hernandez sounds like he's okay. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. Let's go to Chris in Natick. You're next up with Adam Jones. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Pac-Man. Thanks for taking my call. Very happy about the win. However, I have to admit, wasn't too impressed with that Broncos team. I think they were pretty much a 500 team backdooring their way into the playoffs. However, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I think with the tight end's prominence in the offense, that's taken away from Welker's ability to get open in the middle of the field with the tight ends mostly working in the middle of the field. What do you think?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and thanks for the phone call, Chris. I think Welker's lack in production, or drop-off in production, I should say. And look, he scored on the opening drive. Patriots marched it right down the Broncos' throats in less than 2 minutes. Welker still caught six balls for 55 yards. I think it's a combination of defenses adjusting to Welker. I mean, he was on pace for a record-shattering year early in the season. Remember how he started that 99-yard touchdown against the Dolphins, and he was over 1,000 yards early in the year, still finished with 1,400-plus yards, a bunch of touchdowns, and over 120 catches again. But I think at some point, defenses just said, we're not going to let Welker kill us. And I think at some point, Brady has gained more trust in those young tight ends as well. And especially down around the goal line, he knows that Gronkowski and Hernandez, and especially Gronkowski, are such weapons. You know, out of Brady's, let's see, out of Brady's 34 throws tonight, 18 of them went to the tight ends, and another 7 went to Welker. I don't think the tight ends are hindering his production necessarily. I still think defenses don't want to get beat by Wes Welker, and you can't blame him. And also, I think Brady and his level of trust with the tight ends, and I would not underestimate that. I think that's increased to a point where he says, okay, I can trust these guys now. And he looks to him. And I think especially with Hernandez, that's been the case over the last month. Maybe that's because teams are looking to take away Welker and Gronkowski more, and Hernandez has emerged. But I do think that Brady's looking to those guys more than he did earlier in the season. I think that's part of it as well. Let's take one more phone call before we go to Bill Belichick. 508-298-0398 on the Ace Ticket Hotline. We go up to New Brunswick, Canada. That's where Kevin dials us up here on Patriots.com. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, Adam. What's going on, man?
Not much.
Crazy night, huh? What a great game that was. Awesome to be a Pats fan to
it
watch
was,
that.
It, just to take a step back, Kevin, and sorry to interrupt, phenomenal day for football, at least in New England. You got a great opening game over in the NFC, and then you got a blowout for the Patriots. It's hard to ask for much more, at least here.
No, hey, what a great day game. I mean, the NFC game was awesome. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm a big fan of the show. I really appreciate you guys taking my call. And I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel we match up against Houston, and how do you feel we match up against Baltimore? I see Joe. I agree with you. Joe Flacco is a terrible quarterback. There is no way I believe that they should be even contending with us. But with T.J. Yates, it's kind of up in the air. I don't follow Houston that much, so it's hard to say. What do you think?
Well, Kevin, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398, and appreciate the kind words. Purely in generalities, I think Houston and Baltimore are very similar. I mean, they're both top 10 defenses in the league. They're both run-first attacks. They both have elite running backs who can catch the football. Ray Rice, Arian Foster. They have a nice stable of running backs, especially in Houston. Ben Tate could start for a ton of teams. They have underwhelming quarterbacks. And as much as I dislike Flacco, I'd take Flacco in a heartbeat over T.J. Yates. So, to me, I think the Patriots match up better with Houston just because I think there's a bigger question mark at quarterback. But honestly, both of those defenses are going to be a good test for this Patriots offense. And those rushing attacks, with the way the Patriots struggled late in the season, I think they can have success against this Patriots defense. Even though the Patriots stuffed the read option and the Broncos triple option tonight, and they ran both. Even though the Patriots stuffed that, I think they'll have issues with Foster and Ray Rice. A lot of teams do. So join the club. But even with those fears of the Patriots struggling to move it against the top 10 defense and with elite running backs being able to carve them up to an extent, I still think the Patriots get to the Super Bowl. Neither of those two teams scare me. So, long story short, there are some areas I'm concerned about, but I think the Patriots match up relatively well with both teams. And I think, honestly, they're very similar. I don't think highly of Flacco. I'd take him over T.J. Yates. That's the one glaring difference I see between those two teams. I also think the Ravens can dial up a bit more pressure than the Texans can. I think the defenses are a bit different, but when you're talking about a pressure standpoint, moving Brady off his spot, I think the Ravens are better at that. So again, I'd like to avoid the Ravens if possible, but I think the Patriots can beat either team. Continue to hang out on the phone lines, 508-298-0398. We appreciate you hanging out there. We'll also get back to your emails to webradio@patriots.com. Do want to go to the podium where Bill Belichick met with reporters earlier tonight following his club's 45-10 victory here in Foxborough over the Denver Broncos.
We were out the game for 60 minutes, and we got contributions from everybody. Great job on special teams. We had a lot of good field position. Played on a short field. Offense got the ball in the end zone. Got some stops on defense. Turned the ball over early. So it was a good, solid team effort. And we'll enjoy this one for a little while, and then we'll find out, who we have in the AFC Championship. But it's an honor to be in that game. And, it's been a lot of hard work this year, but really, really happy for the players. I'm really excited for that. They really deserved it. They worked hard. They put up with me. So they deserve this.
We're going to be here a while. I got to ask Vince a question.
Yeah, they do a good job. They give you a lot of different looks. And, we had our moments. They broke a couple through there. But, yeah, I mean, in the end, we were able to, keep it somewhat under control. Well, always. I mean, you never want to let the ball outside where they're running on air. I mean, you've got to make them, run through some defenders. So we did a little better job on that. But, they cut some back. And they broke some tackles. I mean, they do a good job running the ball. But, again, our players did a good job containing them. We tackled certainly better than we did the last time we played them. And, fortunately, we were able to, play the game from ahead. That helped, too.
You talked about wanting to start fast.
But we always try to start well. I mean, believe me, we always try to start well.
Bill, can you talk about the
Yeah, that was huge. You know, we got the first touchdown, then we were able to get a stop there on defense and come back, and we were kind of playing for three with I think it was 10 seconds to go, and we still had a timeout. We saved that timeout for the field goal, and we kind of took a shot for the end zone, and Tom hit of course Rob on the down the middle against the click split safety coverage. So yeah, that was huge, really, to get those points to come in before halftime. It was big. Then we got a stop to start the third quarter. So, that kind of sequence there at the end of the second, start of the third quarter was big for us. Maybe we had the lead, but then the game kind of got out of hand at that point. So that was really well executed by our football team, especially offensively. Well, we didn't have any backs in the game in that personnel grouping. We just had the three receivers and the two tight ends. So, I don't think that this isn't something we've done a lot of. And, you see all those receivers on the field, and you're not really thinking too much about the running game defensively. So we're able to tried to pop a couple runs in there just to keep them honest. And we thought they might be thinking, obviously they are thinking pass. We threw the ball most every time, but try to get a couple runs going there. And Aaron made a good run. Looked like he broke a tackle, and he did a nice job handling the ball there.
For consistent and great as Tom has been for so long, what's different about him now with the experience versus a few years ago as he's evolved?
Yeah, Tom's done a good job for us for a long time, but I think offensively it's just our team, and we had good execution by a lot of guys out there offensively tonight, and certainly a lot better than the last couple of playoff games we've had here. So, our team performed well. We scored points, and I think that's really the bottom line. It's everybody contributed. We had a lot of guys doing a good job out there. Tom's one of them, but he had a lot of help.
Did you notice that? Did you feel that Tom was maybe feeling that a little bit as he prepared this week, and he was determined to get that out of his system and get back on?
Well, I think our whole team feels that. I think our whole team feels that.
Rob and Aaron, all unique skills. Are they like a demonstration of how that position has evolved through the years?
There's been a lot of great tight ends through the years in the NFL, but that Rob and Aaron both done a good job for us. They complement each other well. They compete well with each other, push each other, and they've been very productive for us. So, they both do a great job. Fortunate to have them.
When did you lock down the idea to go no huddle virtually the entire game? Was it something you said coming out of the final game in the week of preparation, or was it this week after your opponent?
Well, I think it was certainly something that helped us when we played them, out there. We had a couple of no huddle series there at the end of the second quarter, start of the third quarter in Denver, and we felt like that gave them a little trouble. And then, today it looked like they lost a couple safeties, and I'm sure that didn't help their communication. So, we were able to press it a little bit, and it seemed like, we had an advantage. And so, we tried to continue to take advantage of it and press on it a little bit.
31 first downs, and then, that in itself speaks, high of how good the offense was clicking. Talk about the offensive line, too. I mean, no sacks either. They played extremely well.
Yeah, I said the whole team. I think all the players did well. And of course, we want to give all the credit to, the guy throwing and a couple of guys catching. But, it's all everybody out there. The offensive line protected very well. Our backs, as well when they were in pickup. We ran the ball hard and it ran well. So, I think it was a full team effort all the way around. You can't move the ball and score points unless everybody's doing their job. It's not just one guy out there. And that's the way we practice, and that's the way they all play. They executed extremely well today. We didn't have very many penalties, had a couple at the end, but, overall we played penalty free, and that was a big help to us offensively as well. We were in a lot of long yardage situations, as you said, no sacks, a couple runs that weren't great, but we didn't have a lot of sacks and penalties, so we were usually in a fairly favorable down and distance situation.
Tom had six touchdown passes to tie the record. You're in striking distance for a possible seventh. Why didn't you give him a chance to throw into the end zone versus turn
around? I don't know what those records are. I don't even know what those records are. So we're just trying to win a game. That's all. We're just trying to win a game. That's all we're here for.
Coach, I know how focused you are on, you know, each game, but with the playoff, you had lost the last two playoffs. In the back of your minds, how did this performance, your focus for today?
Well, that's all we care about is this game. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Look, we've won games around here. We've lost them. But, you know, all that's in the books. There's nothing we can do about any of those. All we could focus on is this week. And I think that the team went out there and practiced well, prepared well, and played well. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do next week. So let's go out there and get started on whoever we play once we find out who it is. Have a good week of preparation, practice, film study, and so forth. And you know, be ready to play our best game in the AFC Championship. We're going to be playing another great football team, whoever it is, and we're going to have to play well. So that's, you know, we don't really care about what happened in the past. I mean, it's just, it's nothing we can do about it. I like our whole football team. You know, our defense is, you know, they compete well. I thought they did a good job. You know, we unfortunately gave up a touchdown there on the short field, but, you know, overall I thought they competed well. We had some better plays on third down. Got off the field, gave our offense some field position. Were able to turn the ball over. So early in the game, that was big. Guys played together. They communicated well. We've gotten better throughout the course of the year.
Your thoughts on him with the big strip sack in the first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rob's been a very consistent player for us all year. Did a great job tonight. And you know, I know he was, you know, a little bit disappointed in the way he played in the last Denver game. And you know, he was very determined. He had a great week of practice, great week of preparation. And it looked like he had a real good night tonight along with a lot of other guys out there. But, again, it just comes down to team defense, you know, being able to do our job in a running game inside with the quarterback on the pitch, those kind of things, play action passes. They threw a lot of those, balls down the field. It takes 11 guys to stop that offense, not one. So, you know, as a team, I thought they communicated and executed pretty well.
About the preparation for this game versus the last game, the fact that you saw that offense and played it once already this year, how much did that help in the preparation?
Yeah, it definitely helped. You know, the fact that we had actually seen it live as opposed to just watching it on film. You know, we try to simulate it in practice, of course, and our guys did a great look of giving us, you know, a good replication of what they did, but it's always different to see it in person. And, of course, trying to, you know, tackle McGahee and Tebow and Thomas live is, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, those guys break a lot of tackles, and you know, that's a big part of it, too. They did that tonight, and, you know, we tackled them, but it was, you know, it's challenging. But to see that, having seen it once before, I think was a big advantage. And, you know, like watching the Kansas City game as an example, it looked like the second time Kansas City played them, you know, that their players, their team had a little better feel for, you know, how to play some of that than they did the first time. So, you know, it was probably true for us, too.
As a team, you've used two tight ends as extensively as you guys use Hernandez and Gronkowski right now? I mean, and over a long stretch, not just one game.
I have to think about it.
Mid-70s?
Yeah, Charlie Sanders and David Hill. Yeah, we tried to do that with them. Thank you. Yeah, that was really the first. I mean, honestly, there wasn't a lot of two tight ends prior to the mid-70s. There really wasn't. I mean, there's one tight end in the game. Occasionally, teams use two tight ends in short yardage, but that's kind of where the two tight end, one back, and then, you know, with Coryell and San Diego and so forth, it became a little more prevalent. But now when we had Charlie Sanders and David Hill at Detroit, you know, those two guys are pretty good. One of them's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Gibbs do much of the – he didn't do much.
Well, absolutely, yeah, one back. Well, he was Coryell, Gibbs, same thing, yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Good tight end talk there at the end from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Look, it is apparent that duo of Patriots tight ends is like nothing you've ever seen in the NFL before, whether Belichick wants to admit it or not. Two tight ends over 900 yards. Gronkowski just had the best season ever by a tight end, ever, in terms of yardage, in terms of touchdowns. Best season anyone at that position has ever had. And Aaron Hernandez finished the year strong, finished with over 900 yards. This is not news to Patriots fans and people who have followed the team day in, day out, all season. You know what those guys are capable of. I will say this, though. did we know they were capable of continuing it in the postseason? Like, did we know that? And I still don't know that we definitively know it. Maybe you think more highly of the Broncos defense than I do. I think the Ravens will be a good test. I even think Houston will be a good test. Long way of me saying, I think next week will be a great test for the Patriots. They'll go against a legit top 10 defense, be it Houston or be it Baltimore. Can the tight ends continue to make plays against that type of defense? That'll tell us. And look, I don't know how you couldn't assume the answer is yes. But we'll get a definitive answer next week in the AFC Championship game. It'll be here 3 o'clock in Foxborough against the winner of that Ravens-Texans game. We'll talk to you following that right here on Patriots.com. We'll continue to hear from you on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Tons of emails rolling into web radio at Patriots.com. Keep them coming there. You've already heard from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. You hear what Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, a record-setting performance from him. What did the Patriots quarterback think of that 45-10 win over the Denver Broncos? We'll hear from him next on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Have a hot take on today's game? Hit up Adam on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email him at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Adam Jones.
Speaking of hot takes, how about this one from Patriots middle linebacker Gerard Mayo? This is relayed via Mary Paletti of CSNNE.com. Mayo, while getting ready at his locker, talking to himself, not to reporters, to himself. I'm so excited. First playoff win. Don't tell me it doesn't mean anything to those guys who have never won a playoff game in a New England uniform. Just because Mayo is part of this franchise, he wasn't there for the Super Bowls. You know, guys like Dane Fletcher, who we talked to earlier in this program, the tight ends, they'd never won. They'd never won a playoff game before, despite hearing about it from Tom Brady and Vince Wilfork and Bill Belichick and everyone else. Despite hearing it from them, they had never experienced it for themselves. And I think he got a little bit of that from Dane Fletcher when he joined us earlier today, and I think that's telling from Gerard Mayo to be talking to himself at his locker. I'm excited about this. It's my first playoff win. And now the Patriots are a game away from the Super Bowl, after dismantling the Broncos here in Foxborough 45-10. It is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Some general questions about the team. Did the offense show you that they can continue to score at that kind of clip in the postseason? Can you expect that kind of performance against playoff-caliber defenses, specifically the Ravens and the Texans, two top-10 defenses? You're going to get one of them next week. Are you going to get that kind of offensive performance? Or did it have more to do with the Broncos' defense? Also, as it pertains to the Patriots' defense, and we asked this off the top of the show, and I want to expand on this coming up, can the Patriots' defense go on a Colts-like run? And when I say that, what the Colts did in 2006, and you remember the AFC Championship game, where they came back to beat the Patriots at the RCA Dome. But those other three games, they held their opponents to 8, 6, and 17 points. And in the game where they scored 17, that was a Super Bowl against the Bears. One was the opening kickoff. So sort of has an asterisk on it. That's what they allowed. So can the Patriots' defense do that? Tonight was a good start. Certainly a step in the right direction. And one other loose end, something we'll hit on over the course of the program as well. Josh McDaniels and his impact on this game tonight? Do you think it's a coincidence, in other words, that the Patriots racked up 45 points and scored on, let's see, five of their first eight drives, or five of the eight drives in the first half, I should say. They had two punts and one awful pick by Brady, really the only blemish on his entire night. Other than that, they opened with five plays, 80 yards for a score to Welker, and then seven plays, 59 yards following a Tim Tebow fumble and a 10-yard juggling touchdown catch by Rob Gronkowski in the corner of the end zone. I think McDaniels had a major impact on this game. And I don't think it's knowing Tebow and knowing the Broncos personnel. Maybe it'll be spun that way in Denver. Maybe we'll have to hear from Woody Page and Mike Kliss and these other reporters in Denver about how, see, McDaniels did have an impact and the league shouldn't allow this. No, no, no. I don't think that's what it is. I just think it's McDaniels from a game plan standpoint and even from an adjustment standpoint. Remember where he was for this game. And it doesn't surprise me one bit that he wasn't on the sidelines and that he was up in the booth. You don't want to send mixed signals to the players on the sidelines. Oh, well, this is Bill O'Brien, our offensive coordinator, but here's Josh. You want him upstairs. I think his impact was significant in this game. And that hiring just looks like a home run, a coup by Bill Belichick. And I feel good about McDaniels as the offensive coordinator next season. Not that I didn't before, but the first game, overwhelming returns. It's the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We'll continue to hear from you on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Anthony writes in. Adam, I agree that Josh McDaniels had a positive impact on the Patriots offense this week, though I don't believe he provided much, if any, insight on the Broncos. Again, to interject, I think that part of the storyline has been way overplayed this week, especially in Denver. Wouldn't expect that storyline to go away. Why would Woody Page or Mike Kliss, two writers who wrote about it this week, why would they stop this? There's evidence there, at least in their minds, that, see, this is why you don't let McDaniels go to the Patriots. This is why you changed the rule. I don't agree with that. I wouldn't expect that to go anywhere. Continuing with Anthony's email to webradio@patriots.com. I believe they get a boost from him regardless of who they play, as he not only knows the system, the players, and the coaches in New England, but he also brings with him the experience of being a head coach and looking at more than just an offensive system now than when he was here the last time. Rex Ryan has worked to bring in a bunch of former head coaches to his organization, and I think this is an example of why, though it may not be as worthwhile if the coach isn't familiar with the system already. He may not have been a great head coach, but McDaniels does have a wider perspective than he would have as just an offensive coordinator, in my opinion. And I think Anthony hits on a lot of the points to webradio@patriots.com. But I also think it's more than that. I mean, just McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, take out the head coach aspect of it. McDaniels, the coordinator, was lights out here. I mean, he was the coordinator in 2007. Now, I've said this before, Belichick always, regardless of who the offensive coordinator is, Belichick has last call on every play. So on some level, offensively, defensively, Belichick is your play caller. It's the beauty of the organization. It all goes back to Belichick. Draft picks and personnel decisions, the salary cap, coaching decisions, play calling. It all goes back to Belichick. It's the beauty of this organization. When it goes right, he gets the credit. When it goes wrong, he gets the blame. But I think having McDaniels back as an offensive coordinator, home run hire. I didn't know how much of an impact it would have this week. I was wrong. It was significant. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. One more thought on McDaniels, just because I haven't gotten it out yet here on the Patriots Radio Network. I've gotten it out over on ESPNBoston.com, noon to 2, each and every weekday. Why would McDaniels come here? You know, why would Josh McDaniels not go to, say, Kansas City or another team where at least you're separate from Belichick, at least you're separate from Brady? Because if you go right back to the bosom of Belichick and his hoodie, you go right back to him, and all of a sudden, you know, you look like this rising star offensive coordinator again. All right. Well, he works in New England with Belichick and Brady. Didn't work in Denver. Didn't work as a coordinator in St. Louis. Why? Maybe it doesn't have anything to do with McDaniels. Maybe it has to do with the Patriots system and the quarterback there. So I think he stands to lose a lot, to tell you the truth, by coming back. If he wants to go somewhere else, So my theory on McDaniels coming back, and again, I've voiced this on ESPNBoston.com during the week, just wanted to get it out here. He has to be the head coach in waiting. He has to be the next guy here. And I'm not saying that's going to happen next year. It might not happen for 5-6 years. Who knows? It has to be. That has to be the case for Josh McDaniels. Why else would he come back? He stands to lose too much professionally by coming back here. You know, if he strikes out on his own, at least maybe he catches the eye of someone else. You come back to New England? You know, to me, all he can do is lose professionally, unless he wants to be the head coach here, and I think that has to be the case. 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Max writes in. Guys, you think the Patriots will play Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis exclusively in the next game because of Ridley's butterfingers? I think that's at least a question. And when you say Green-Ellis exclusively, I mean, no, I don't think that Green-Ellis will be the only guy. I think Woodhead will play as well. The better question is, will Ridley's role be reduced? Because he fumbled week 17 against Buffalo, and he fumbled this week against Denver. In neither game did it hurt the Patriots. But can you trust him with key carries in a tight playoff game? I don't think so. I think you stick with Green-Ellis at this point. I mean, look, if you need an explosive run, maybe you're going to mix him in on the third series or whenever the Patriots mixed him in like you did tonight. Maybe you go back to that. But honestly, no. I would go with a lot of Green-Ellis and a lot of Woodhead. I mean, hell, it's not like the Patriots ran it a lot tonight. So I don't know how much they're going to be running it anyway. But I already think they had Ridley in more of a reduced role this week than we had seen for the past month after his fumble against the Bills. I should say, I believe I said Miami before, against the Bills. I already thought we saw him have a reduced role in this playoff game. I think it'll be even more reduced. So it won't be solely Green-Ellis. I think it'll be Woodhead as well. But yeah, I think we see a reduction in Woodhead's carries. In Ridley's carries. And I totally think that's warranted. Mickey writes into Web Radio, Patriots.com. Adam, we really crushed the option on Tebow, and we should definitely applaud the off-field work. The team does so well. And again, that's Mickey writing into Web Radio at Patriots.com. I don't know. I mean, to me, maybe I overestimated the Broncos, but it is hard for me to hear a lot of Patriots fans who spoke down about Tebow and the Broncos offense over the course of the week, and now you're going to crow that the defense had this awesome game. Well, I mean, at least for me, I think I'm being consistent here. I thought the Broncos could come in and move the football. I thought they might struggle to score touchdowns because the Patriots' red zone defense, by and large, has been pretty good this season. So I wasn't sure they could match touchdowns with Tom Brady. That was sort of my question during the week. I thought they'd be able to move it. I thought they'd be able to score. Dead wrong on both counts. But a lot of the Patriots fans we hear from are saying that the Broncos have a high school offense and a JV quarterback. And if that's the way you feel, then how good can you really feel about this defensive performance? If you felt like me going into the game, then I think you can come in and say, wow, that performance blew me away. If you feel like the Broncos offense and Tebow specifically are flawed, I don't know how great you can feel about this defensive performance, even if it was the Patriots' best defensive performance of the season. And Chris Price tweeted this out earlier. Fewest net yards allowed by the Patriots all year. 255 net yards for the Broncos. The previous fewest they had allowed was that first game against the Jets here in Foxborough. So a great defensive effort tonight. Again, if you felt like it's a JV high school offense, maybe you should wait another week. Let's see how they fare against these teams in the AFC Championship game, be it the Ravens or be it the Texans. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. We'll get back to those on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. You already heard from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick following his club's 45-10 win over the Broncos. This is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Tom, 6 touchdown passes on the day. Before you even talk about the touchdown passes, talk about the punt. 48 yards.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Practice that?
Well, we've been practicing it for 7 years, so situation came up, and I was trying to get it inside the five, but I needed a penalty to do that. I was happy about the call.
You guys have talked about fast starts and getting off to fast starts. I don't know if you could have drawn it up any better than you did tonight.
Yeah, that run to Aaron really, got us off to a great start. He, you know, he's great with the ball in his hands. So, you know, all those guys played well, all the skill guys, the offensive line played played awesome. They threw a lot of stuff at us, and I thought we really responded well. Certainly the turnovers, I wish we wouldn't have those, but we can learn from those and hopefully go out and play better next week.
After the last couple of playoff years, playoff games, how satisfying was this for you personally to go out and tie an NFL record and do all the things that you did tonight?
You know, it's all about winning. It's, you know, there's... You're right. You know, you lose a few playoff games, and it's a very bitter way to end the season, and it sits on your mind for quite a long time. So for us to come out and play the way we did, have a very solid performance in the most important game of the year is very gratifying. I think that, you know, we got 8 days to the biggest game of the year. So from this point on, you know, everyone will be focused on, you know, what we need to do to be better next week and hopefully come out and play for another championship.
Maybe we're going to be up-tempo and no-huddle. Did you embrace that idea? Did you think, okay, this is good, it's going to play to our skills, we can put the hammer down early game?
Sure. You know, that's important. I think we've shown we can do that. I think there's times where we have to slow it down a little bit and control the tempo of the game that way, but it's good to have versatility. And we have some versatility within our personnel groups also that I thought, present some challenge for the defense. But that's a good team. That's a good defense. And to go out there and play the way we did, it was a fun day.
Attack, they really didn't seem to have a chance to give anything to you guys to react to. It was you pushing at them.
Well, they have some pretty good pass rushers, you know, some good cover guys. I thought we just executed well. That catch that Gronk made for a touchdown in the corners, I mean, one of the best catches I've ever seen. So when you're making plays like that, it's really not about the defense. It's about, you know, making spectacular plays. So that was some great efforts. Aaron on the touchdown, catch and run. Wes really got us started. Gronk had some other pretty great touchdowns too. So it was a good day.
Tom, can you speak to the versatility of your tight ends overall? I mean, it seemed like Broncos had a tough time handling them even in the regular season with the game that Aaron had against them. But today, both of them in tandem, one receiving, one rushing.
Yeah, well, I think they've been a big, they've been great assets to this offense, along with, you know, the plays Deion made and the plays Wes makes and the way Benny runs it and the way that we can protect with the O-line and, you know, the way that the defense plays. So it's certainly not about one player. It's one position. Coach really challenged us last night to come out and play as a team, to play together, and to play complementary football. And I thought we did that.
How about scoring quickly before the half? Two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. Going with a bigger lead, big lead, must have been very comfortable.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, you know, anytime you do that, it's a great way to go into halftime. And touchdown to Gronk with 5 seconds left. He ran a good route. We caught him in a coverage that, you know, we were hoping for, and he made a great catch. So he's been doing that all season. You know, we've had quite a few opportunities before half to get points on the board, this is a big score.
Tom, I know you're focused on the team, but it was a record-setting day, and I know you guys are really feel good about yourselves, the way you played tonight. Just comment about the records that you guys broke today.
I have no idea what, you know, records and stuff like that. We tried to go out and execute well, and, you know, I thought offensively we took advantage of some opportunities. That fumble we got was pretty important in the first quarter. Anytime you score points and you score 45, obviously with the help of our defense and special teams played great. Hopefully we can go out next week and play even better.
You set the touchdown passes and the Gronk scored 3 in a game, sure. Set a record.
Well, everyone's here for one reason, and it's to win. That's the reason why guys are here, is to win. Coach said last night, every player that was in this room, it was for this game. And he puts together a team to win this game, and we did that. Last question.
Two questions.
Two questions. I'm going home.
All right. The crowd. How much of a factor was the crowd for you? One.
Okay.
Two, with all the hype around Tim Tebow, did you take this game personally?
Anytime the crowd's into it like that, hopefully we give them reasons to cheer, and I thought we did that. They were in it the whole game, all the way up until the fourth quarter, and they stayed. You know, it's Saturday night, so probably most people are out anyway. But it's great to have that crowd behind you. You know, I think that everyone focused on one player, you know, and I think all week we were focused on the entire Denver Bronco team. So, you know, we knew what kind of challenges they presented. You know, Tim's a very good quarterback. They got, you know, good defense, you know, great rushing team. Make some big plays in a pass game like they did against Pittsburgh. So we knew the threats. We understood, you know, the danger, you know, of not playing our best game. And I thought we came out and really responded well. So thank you.
It's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who, as a reporter pointed out, also punted in this game. How about starting the Brady press conference asking about a punt? You know, when Brady throws for a franchise record in the postseason, ties an NFL record with 6 touchdown passes. The first question was about a punt. And you heard Brady go, yeah, I mean, you know, what do you want from me? That last point on Tim Tebow, I think is interesting, and I think gives you a bit of a window in how the Patriots approach things during the week. Yeah, they are all about one guy. We're about a team. I think that gave you a bit of a window into that. Also, I just think it's interesting to hear Brady cite the plays that he thought got the team going. And the two that he singled out were the Hernandez 43-yard run on the opening drive. And that really did set up that drive. Patriots flew down the field less than 2 minutes. Welker scored. But he singled that play out, and he singled out the fumble that Ninkovich forced on that opening drive. And those are the two plays he singled out. And before you knew it, the Patriots were ahead by 2 touchdowns, 14 to nothing. So Tom Brady and the Patriots set a franchise record with 45 points, take care of the Denver Broncos. They are now a win away from returning to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007. They snap a 3-game losing streak in the postseason. And again, for Patriots fans, I know it's good to hear that. You know, I'm sure it'll come right back if they lose in the AFC Championship game, but for a week, it's got to feel good to be talking about a playoff win for this organization again. And for players like Jerod Mayo, who had never won in the playoffs, Dane Fletcher, who we spoke to earlier on the program, those tight ends who've never won a playoff game, it's got to be a good feeling for those guys. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll hear from Patriots wide receiver Deion Branch, who also spoke at the podium in just a second. Want to address this email because you knew we're going to get it, so I just want to get it out of the way. Kevin writes into webradio@patriots.com. Hey, Adam, just wondering your thoughts. I'm seeing and hearing a lot of people saying Brady punting and Belichick keeping the starters in late is just the Patriots again being unsportsmanlike. I obviously don't see anything wrong with it either. How do you feel? I'm with you, Kevin. I mean, I don't. How is Brady punting being unsportsmanlike? I understand leaving the starters in the game, but Patriots only scored 10 points in the second half and 3 in the fourth quarter. And by the way, the 3, I was surprised Belichick didn't go for it. That was a 20-yard field goal by Gostkowski. Kevin, you're shaking your head in the other room, right? Like, normally,
I thought for sure they were going.
Normally they go for it on fourth down, and Belichick's answer is, well, isn't kicking the field goal running up the score? Like, at least you're giving the defense a chance to stop you if you go for it on fourth down. I was shocked they went for the field goal. So you knew you were going to hear some of this with the Patriots leaving the starters in. I don't think that's the talking point. Not are the Patriots unsportsmanlike, or is Belichick trying to run up the score? You know there's going to be a lot of that nationally, because that's what people talk about in these Patriots blowout wins, and I always think that's overstated. I'm not saying the Patriots never do it. I was at a game in 2007 where they clearly ran it up against the Redskins. They've done it in the past. My general feeling on that is even when the Patriots do it, defense can still stop it. That's my general feeling on that. Tonight, I don't even think that's the main takeaway. The takeaway is Belichick left the starters in, and a player got hurt. A key player got hurt. Now, it sounds like he's okay. Again, Aaron Hernandez spoke with reporters after the game, but it's not even that he got hurt because he was playing. It was the play call and the situation they had him in. It wasn't an end-around tight end run, which we've seen periodically out of the Patriots offense and a lot in recent weeks. Now that Hernandez is becoming more and more of a focus of the game plan, he had a freaking goal line carry tonight. Ran smack into a heavy defensive front from the Denver Broncos down at the goal line. That's what you're going to tend to see. That's putting a player in harm's way. That, to me, was silly. So the discussion shouldn't be, were they running up the score? Were they being unsportsmanlike because they punted or because Belichick had his starters in at the end of the game? That, to me, isn't the discussion. Did the coaching staff drop the ball? And did they dodge a bullet by Hernandez? Hopefully not missing that game next week. Sounds like he's okay. Let's hope so, because otherwise that was a major mistake by the coaching staff. Deion Branch, I thought, had a nice game tonight for the New England Patriots, by the way. Patriots number 2 receiver, This was a question after that Bills game. Remember, we talked about this here on this very program. In the Bills game, only three receivers caught passes. It was Welker, Gronk, and Hernandez. Nobody else. Branch, I thought, had a nice night. Three catches, 85 yards. The bulk of them came on that 61-yard touchdown, and I thought that was the backbreaker. Brady threw an absolute strike. It gave the Patriots a 28-7 lead at the time. This is Deion Branch, Patriots wide receiver, following their 35-point win over the Denver Broncos.
You good?
On the touchdown. Talk about that a little bit.
After the touchdown? Yeah, because we missed the first one. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, we want to hit all the plays. That's my guy. You know, we pride ourselves on going out and executing our plays, and we barely missed the first one. We had a good opportunity, and I think that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? The energy, the emotion that goes into it, man. The front line did a great job for blocking. You know, he made the throw. You know, it wasn't an easy one. I mean, my man Goodman played it pretty good, you know.
I mean, I know you've seen him like this.
I've seen him a lot. Hopefully that's not the best of him right now. So we'll just say that. But, yeah, I've seen him very emotional, you know, passionate guy.
Did you get a sense from Tom that this, like, look, we're not going to go one and done?
Right, exactly.
Did you get that?
No, I think the vibe was in the building all week, you know, not just Tom. You know, everything starts right here with Coach Belichick, you know, from the moment he walked in last week when we knew he was in the playoff. You know, our playoff started last week in practice. So we had 2 weeks of preparation to get prepared to play this one game, and I think we did a pretty good job.
Last year, or more upbeat, or more optimistic?
I think the energy was there. I would say that. You know, guys were running a little relaxed. Everybody was relaxed. Nobody was pressing. But we knew what was at stake. You know, we want to go out there and take care of business. And not saying that we didn't want to do it last year. You know, that we lost the game last year. It is what it is. But this year, you know, our biggest thing was want to go out here and try to play mistake-free football. And we almost did that.
Deion, it kind of almost looks like you pushed off a little bit. Is that a veteran kind of move? Or is that...
I don't know what you're talking about. What play?
Touchdown.
What about when the man pulled my hair, though? Did you all hear me screaming?
Oh, no. We're a little far away.
Yeah, I'm screaming that loud. But, yeah, now on that play, yeah. Still, I'm trying to remember what play it was. But I think on that fade route, it's something that we practice. You know, it's a difference when if you extend your arms and you do this. You know, guys get away with holding all the time and all this stuff. Been playing a long time, and I think this here isn't a P.I., you know. Just like, honestly, you know, guys hold us all the time. I tell the ref, I'm cool with the guys holding, but the snagging, that's the difference. You know, we're going to get held. Guys are going to push off a little bit here and there. That stuff happens. I didn't push it, though.
It's Patriots wide receiver Deion Branch. I didn't push him. Look, I didn't think Branch, I didn't think it warranted a flag. How about that? There was contact. I think Nance and Sims had this right on the broadcast. There was some battling back and forth. Good no call by the officials. We had an email about that earlier tonight. I think by and large, the officials stayed out of the way. It was a blowout game. So, you know, the officials shouldn't be playing a large role in that type of game. And I thought it was nice to see a number two receiver emerge to an extent. And look, Branch only had three catches, and he had 80 whatever yards it was, 85 yards, 61 of them came on one catch. But three catches on four targets, I'll take that out of the Patriots' number two receiver, especially when they laid a big fat goose egg week 17 against the Bills. One snap for Ocho, though. He was behind Edelman and Underwood on the wide receiver depth chart. I'm not saying that's a make-or-break scenario for the Patriots. That's surprising, though, that Edelman, who's seen so much run on defense, and Tyquan Underwood still are getting more snaps than Ocho. Just interesting that he played one snap. What's the point of even playing him the one snap? Why not just sit him down for the whole game? Or make him a scratch, make him inactive. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. That's where Melvin calls us from Tennessee. What's up, Melvin? You're next up here on Patriots.com.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, I said, see, what did you think about it? I guess I actually missed Hernandez getting hurt. I actually didn't see that. So, you know, just what happened? And what's your thoughts on Hernandez being hurt and him keeping those starters in?
Well, Melvin, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. He was hurt at the end of the game. I can get you the drive here. It was the first drive of the fourth quarter, the one that ended in a field goal where the Patriots were fourth and short down at the goal line and Gostkowski settled for a 20-yard field goal. They tried to run it in with Hernandez as like a goal line back when you have Green Ellis on the roster or Ridley on the – a running back to pound it in at the goal line. And the Patriots tried to run it in with Aaron Hernandez for no other reason I can think of, no other reason I can think of than to just say, oh, let's get a running touchdown with our tight end. So he got hurt in the game, but it looks like the Patriots dodged a bullet. So, Melvin, to answer your question, he spoke with reporters after the game. Sounds like he's okay. I still didn't understand putting the player in harm's way, which is a long way of me saying I didn't get the play call. But leaving the starters in the game, I really don't have a problem with that. Belichick does that routinely. So, to me, it's consistent with what he does. If you have a problem with it, then you have a problem with the way Belichick handles it at all times. But I think it's at least consistent for what Bill Belichick does. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. You'll hear from Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. Also, I'll give you my number one takeaway from the Niners' win over the Saints. We'll do that next on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on patriots.com.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Empty bow to Jesus Christ. Empty bow to Jesus Christ. Can't win by myself, but with your help I might. Empty bow to Jesus Christ. Commencing forth down hut hut hike. Snap the football and may God's love be with me. This is Jesus Christ to Tim Tebow. Please leave me alone. Don't you know my day of rest is Sunday? And I'm sick of watching all these Broncos games.
Jimmy Fallon got some good laughs out of that on late night earlier this week. Patriots get the last laugh on the Broncos and Tim Tebow, 45-10, a franchise record for points. Tom Brady has a record-setting day. We've been discussing it over the course of the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can get in touch on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. Just checking through the emails, Joseph just emailed in, and I hadn't caught this. Is this true? Marino, at halftime, said the only way the Broncos can win is if Tom Brady plays for them in the second half. Is that true? Did anyone else catch that?
That is 100%
true. I did not. You know what? I think Marino's such a douche, and he's in so far over his head on that halftime show. But that's a good line. Good line from Dan Marino. So kudos to him. Yeah, there it is, the Dolphins. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll continue to hear from you there. But want to hear from Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork on the Patriots' 45-10 victory over the Broncos. It snaps a three-game postseason losing streak for the Patriots.
I think as a team, we was looking for this all year, you know, and what a great time to put it together. You can't ask for a better performance. everything wasn't perfect, but at the same time, you've seen a team that started fast and finished. And that's one thing that we've been preaching all year. And you know, the guys never gave up. You know, each week you come in and work hard, and you never know when it's going to, you know, when it's going to pop for you. And hopefully it was today. You know, we went out and we played hard and prepared well, and good things happened. And offense, you know, took the first drive and scored, and defense, we go out and stop them and get the ball back to the offense, and just playing good football all the way around, all three phases. So great team win, you know, and have to get better each week. I mean, it's a one-game season, you know, and next week, you know, it's for the AFC Championship to get the way you want to be. So it's going to start with another great week of preparation and practice. And I think that's where it started for us. I think we knew going to this game that we had a good idea what we wanted to do, how we wanted to play this game. We prepared well, and we was very confident in going to this game and understanding how we can play this game and how we wanted to play this game. And like I say, everything worked out for us. So hopefully it won't stop now. You know, it's a, like I said, it's a great week to start playing 60 minutes of football. So we got to try to regroup and do the same thing next week.
I mean, on the other side of the ball, but how good does it feel when you're looking out and you're seeing 7, then 14, then 21?
It's always good when you can put points on the board.
With Tom on the other side, I mean, he's been the leader of this team for a while. What does it mean to you guys as a team when he's playing like he was?
You know what? We never look at individuals. I think we all try to do our job, how we can help this ball club. And you're right, Tom is the leader of this team. Been the leader of the team for a long time, won a lot of games for this team, some bowl games also. So you always have to, you know, he's first and foremost. You know, if he played well, everyone else played well. You know, when he have an off day, we try to rally around as a team to help Tom in offense. We're not going to get, you know, 30 points, 20 points all the time. You know, it don't happen like that. But our job defensively is to stop the opponent. Whatever we score, make them score less. And that's the mind frame we have. We always depend, we don't want to depend on offense to go out and score 30 points or 30 plus points and just thinking, you know, each week is going to be like that. We're not going to set ourselves up for failure. Defensively, we always go out saying, hey, we want to, you know, set goals. We want to do this. We want to create turnovers. We want to score. We want to put our offense in good field position. Special teams, the same thing. So it's always good when you can see points scored. I don't care how you get it, but get them. But I would love to see more defensive points scored than offense. I mean, but with offense like this, that's tough.
Defensive effort help the confidence of the defense going forward, and also maybe silence some of your critics.
And you know what? All year we had confidence. I mean, I remember talking a long time ago, beginning of the season, the confidence I had in this team, confidence I had in this defense, what we can do, what I see, what we can do. And the main thing is guys believe. You know, it's not a week that we come in here and guys don't believe what we're capable of doing as a defense. And it can take us a long way. And I think a performance like tonight in the postseason where everything is elevated, you know, you have to play your greatest. You have to. You don't want to be good. We want to be great, you know, especially at this time, you know. You want to be able to make plays. You want to be able to make the game-changing play. You want to be able to make, you know, great situational plays. All that come in handy. But this team won't go away. I mean, like I said, we're going to fight to the end. No matter what the outcome is, we're going to always fight. So, but it's great to come out as a team today and put it all together. Something we've been striving for all year is to play 60 minutes of good football, and we finally done it. So hopefully we can do it again this week and then the week after that. Who knows?
I feel like it was the best performance that the defense has put in this year.
I don't know. I think it was the best performance as a unit, a team, for playing 60 minutes and not playing three quarters or playing, you know, 58 minutes. You know, 60 minutes of good football all the way around. I mean, that's what you look for, especially this time of the year. You want to be able to go out as a team and play off one another, offense, defense, and special teams. And I think tonight we did that in the show. Thank you.
It's Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. Patriots defense, I don't think this is a stretch to say this, their best overall performance tonight. Held the Broncos to 255 yards. Some of that was cosmetic at the end of the game. They stopped Tebow. Think what you want of him. He tore up the Steelers the week before in a playoff game as a quarterback, not as a runner. So great overall night tonight for the Patriots defense, and it started with a turnover, and that has been a trend during this winning streak. A lot of the games, not to say that the defense has been great, but they've started the turnaround with turnovers, and they did that tonight. Ninkovich on the opening drive for the Broncos. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's work our way through some of these phone calls. Joe is in Maine, and you're next up here on Patriots.com. Hey, Joe.
Mr. Jones, how's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I don't think it's a stretch to say that I thoroughly enjoyed that blowout.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree, Joe.
I was having a conversation with a couple of buddies that were over before the game, and we were all debating on what kind of type of game we prefer to watch. And I'll tell you what, I'll take a blowout over a close game any day.
It was a nice change for some of their postseason games. It certainly was.
I was watching the earlier game, and man, that was a battle going back and forth. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I don't know that I could have gone through that emotional roller coaster again.
No, I mean, Joe, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. One thought on that NFC game, no other way to take it than great news for the Patriots, right? That has to be the number one takeaway as a Patriots fan. The Saints are out. That is a good thing for the Patriots, in my view. I'd much rather play the Niners and Alex Smith. So I don't think that performance earlier today is insignificant. And I'll tell you what, not that I'd love to see the Giants in the Super Bowl, but if you knock out the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, makes you feel that much better about the Patriots as a true Super Bowl contender or as a Super Bowl favorite. Woo-wee! Pay attention to what's going on in the NFC. Watch that game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Let's see what the outcome is. We may be coming in here going into the AFC Championship game next weekend with the Patriots as the favorites in Vegas, and maybe even in my eyes. It's a little tougher to do. Let's go back to the phones. Our buddy Melvin's down in Tennessee. What's going on, Melvin?
Hey, I had one more comment I had to make.
Sure.
What you think about, I saw my quarterback that playing safety this game. He looked kind of a lot better at safety than he has recently looked at corner. And also more, even though he's been playing, I guess I would say decent. That's how you get Lance Moeller. He looked really good playing corner.
Yeah.
I had to think about that switch.
Well, Melvin, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. We saw the Patriots go back to that pretty quickly. Basically, in sub-packages, McCourty goes to safety. Sterling Moore comes in at left corner. I think it looked okay tonight, but again, I mean, you're going against a quarterback who isn't exactly accurate, a quarterback who I've heard from you Patriots fans time and time again, he's a JV quarterback, runs a high school offense, so I don't know. There's a good chance you're not going to run into an elite quarterback again. You know, if the Niners get to the Super Bowl, maybe I shouldn't say good chance, but there's a chance you don't run into another elite quarterback again. Eli and Rodgers both are elite quarterbacks. You're not getting one in the AFC, and if the Niners win out, and the Niners may be hosting the AFC Championship game if the Giants beat the Packers. So, I don't know. To me, you might not see a championship-level or elite quarterback. And if that's the case, you have to look at the Patriots as a favorite. And I think with McCourty playing safety and Moore at corner, I think your personnel is good enough to beat Alex Smith or Joe Flacco or TJ Yates. I do. Whether McCourty's at safety or corner or wherever. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Nick writes in from the UK. Adam, what do you think about the Patriots losing the coin toss? Did that lead to their fast start? Maybe they need to take the ball first if they win the toss in the future. No substitute for taking the lead first. I'll tell you, I came into the game agreeing with Belichick's approach. And if you win the coin toss, I still think you should defer to the second half. But it was nice to have the lead, right, LePan? Like, not only as a change for the last couple of weeks, falling into those early holes against the Dolphins and the Bills, but also their last two playoff losses. 0-9 against the Ravens, it was 24-0, I think. And then last year against the Jets, it was 14-3. It's like, you don't need to fall into those early holes. It was nice to turn that around. So, I don't know, I don't want to overstate the coin toss. But yeah, for me, that was nice to jump out to a lead. We hadn't seen that a lot from the Patriots recently. They take care of the Broncos. They jump out to an early lead, 14-0. It was 35-7 at halftime. Five first-half touchdown passes from Brady, who round up with six, which ties an NFL record. Patriots set a franchise record with 45 points. They will host the AFC Championship game against tomorrow's winner, Baltimore and Houston. We will talk to you after the AFC Championship game, possibly with the Patriots on their way to Indianapolis. We'll do that a week from tomorrow right here on Patriots.com. So amazing, it's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing, it's amazing. I'm a monster, I'm a killer, I know I'm wrong, yeah, I'm a problem that I never... This has been the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week. Tuesday through Thursday, starting at noon, it's PFW in Progress, Patriots Playbook, and the Pete Shepherd Show. Next Sunday, the Patriots will host either the Baltimore Ravens or Houston Texans in the AFC Championship game at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. Stay tuned for the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.